Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, the podcast designed to give school leaders the edge they need to navigate this dynamic world of education. I'm your host, Adam Bush, and I'm thrilled you're starting your day with us. Happy Tuesday, everybody. As we kick off July 1st, let's also celebrate that day. July 1st is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Fun reminder to embrace innovation, even in the sweetest parts of life. Today, we're going to dive into a timely and important article that comes from the LinkedIn news feed titled, Entry-Level Workers Are Worried. This piece highlights the anxieties and challenges faced by those who are just starting their career, which has significant implication for how school leaders attract, retain, and mentor new teachers and staff. We'll explore the key takeaways from this article and discuss how understanding these concerns can help you build a more supportive and thriving environment for your entry-level educators. Stay tuned and learn how you can transform potential worries into powerful opportunities for growth and loyalty within your school.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
All right, let's dive into the insights from the LinkedIn News article, Entry-Level Workers Are Worried. We're going to explore what this means for us as school leaders. This piece sheds light on the anxieties that often plague those new to the workforce, and these concerns are highly relevant to the experience of entry-level teachers and staff in our schools. The article suggests that many entry-level workers are experiencing significant financial stress. This means that competitive salaries and clear paths for financial growth within your district can be powerful tools for attracting and retaining talent. Another key concern is the feeling of being overwhelmed and unprepared for the demands of their roles. For school leaders, this highlights the critical need for robust mentorship programs and comprehensive professional development designed specifically for new educators. This could look like this. Principal Chen, noticing her new fifth grade teacher, Ms. Rodriguez, was struggling with classroom management. So she implemented a peer coaching system. She paired Ms. Rodriguez with a veteran teacher, not just for formal observations, but for informal check-ins and shared lesson planning. This proactive support system significantly reduced Ms. Rodriguez's anxiety and boosted her confidence, leading to a much more effective learning environment. The desire for meaningful work and a sense of purpose is also a strong theme among entry-level professionals. School leaders can capitalize on this by clearly articulating the mission and vision of the school, showing how each role contributes directly to student success and the broader community. According to research cited by LinkedIn, the supportive work environment and opportunities for skill development are highly valued. This emphasizes the importance of fostering a culture where new employees feel safe to ask questions, make mistakes, and continuously learn without fear of judgment. Lastly, the article indirectly suggests that clear communication about expectations and regular constructive feedback can alleviate many anxieties. New teachers, in particular, crave specific guidance on how to improve and grow. Okay, a quick recap. This article, Entry-Level Workers Are Worried, provides school leaders with valuable insights into the concerns of new professionals, ranging from financial stress to feelings of unpreparedness and a desire for meaningful work. By proactively addressing these worries through competitive compensation, robust mentorship, clear purpose, supportive cultures, and transparent communication, we can transform these anxieties into opportunities to cultivate highly effective, loyal, and enthusiastic entry-level educators. A few years ago, a superintendent decided to revamp their induction program for new teachers. Instead of just one-day orientation, they created a year-long cohort model with biweekly meetings, dedicated mentors, and open forums with district leaders. One new teacher, initially overwhelmed and considering leaving the profession, later shared that the consistent support and the feeling of being truly seen and valued by the district made all the difference. She stayed, she thrived, and is now mentoring new teachers herself, paying forward the boost she received. Speaking of boost, that's it for today's Morning Boost. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Happy July 1st. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.